Okay, you're very welcome back to the 9 till Noon show with me, Greg Hughes. We're live from Genesis Aesthetic Skin and Hair Studio in Gweedore. They're celebrating 30 years of Genesis, and we've had some wonderful guests so far on the show, and even more to come for you in the final hour of the programme. And just to remind you that there's an open invitation, if you're in and around the area, to call into us here and either say hello to us here broadcasting live, or in fact just to come in and meet Mary, congratulate her on 30 years in business, support her business as she supported the community for three decades. And there's no obligation for you to book or buy anything. Just call in for a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, maybe even a bun. And we are in Gweedore, the air code here, F92KC. D5, and there's a wonderful atmosphere downstairs. We are upstairs creating our own atmosphere as well, of course, but do call in. And if you do call in, you can also book an appointment here, and in doing so you'll get 30% off, which I think is really generous. It's a third off effectively. It's marking, of course, the 30 years of Genesis, which we've been talking about. And you can give the team a ring here too on 95325 75. Right, okay, our next guest are in studio with us. They're Matthew Brennan, and we have Matthew Brennan, and also we have Killian Green. Good morning, gents.
Hello.
Thank you very much for joining us. And you're a part of Cranogue, and we're going to hear from you live. Matthew, do you want to talk to us a little bit about Cranogue?
Well, the Cranogue is a group of musicians that they gather together, and they teach lessons down there, and they teach ages from all the way down to 8 years old, or maybe around 8 years old, all the way up till maybe 16, 17, 18, depends, whatever. And they gather groups together, and they get gigs for them, and they pretty much play music together. And
what's that been like as a learning curve, you know, learning with other people your age group, but also sort of having access to people who've been there and done that too, and have all the experience in the world?
Well, it's really good, because you get to make new friends and you get to learn, and it's just the fact that you just get to do a lot more than you would be just in maybe one-to-one lessons, and just learning in a big group together.
It's immersive too, isn't it? It's like learning a language. And how long have you been playing the guitar, singing, Matthew?
I've been playing the guitar since I was about 6 years old.
All right, okay, brilliant stuff. Killian's with us as well on the squeezy box there, Killian. How long have you been going to Cranogue?
I've been going to the Cranogue since I was maybe about 8 or 9. It's good crack, and it makes you want to play music more, because obviously you're playing with loads of different people. And
Is this your chosen weapon? Do you play any other instruments?
Not really, no. This would be my main instrument.
Stuff. Yeah. And do you sing as well?
No.
That's in other words, if you ask me to sing, you're getting a slap. Right, okay. And what do you love about heading down to Cranogue?
Just like the people and stuff like that. It's great crack to be down there playing with other people who like playing traditional music and doing gigs and stuff like that as
well. Talk to me about the gigs. Where do you get to play live?
Loads of different pubs and stuff around here.
It's like perfect for them, especially coming into the summer.
Exactly.
Because, you know, they've got access to proper traditional music. You know, I'm not being critical of certain parts of the country. Do you know, like, say, for instance, if you go down to Dublin, it can kind of be, I'm not sure if you've ever been there, but some parts of Dublin that's presented to tourists, it can kind of be like a pretend of, it's not all necessarily as authentic. Yeah. You know, I heard some guy speaking in a Dublin brogue, you know, and then he was standing at the bar. It was completely fake, you know what I mean? Which is fine, okay, but it's, you know, this is real. And when we get the tourists up here in the summer, you know, they get the real culture.
Yeah,
I'd probably upset people in Dublin, but you know what, it's fine. Right, so are you going to do one or two for us? Was that agreed?
We have two sets for
you. Oh, excellent. So should we go with the first one, Mary? Is everything all right there, dear? Your son is doing fantastic, Mary. Mary Ferry, keeping a close eye on us all here. I didn't know, Matthew, that Mary was your mum.
Yes, she is.
There you go. It's all beginning to make sense. Okay, what a multi-talented family. Right, so who's going to set up what we're doing here? Is it you, Matthew?
Killian, introduce
them. We're going to do a waltz and then a reel after. Yeah, Emma's waltz and the moving cloud.
And then we'll have a chat, and then we're going to do another bit, right? Okay, yeah, take it away whenever you're ready, guys. Thank you. Yeah, well done, Matthew, and Killian, no pressure, mother watching, and Moya Brennan. So there you go. It's quite the audience. Brilliant stuff, lads. So in terms of ways performing, is it kind of ad hoc? Do you know where you're gigging, or you see what come up over the summer, or there's just sessions and you join, or what's the story? Go on, you can take that one, Matthew.
Well, are you talking in terms of the Cranog one day? Or
yeah, no, when you're at, people can see us out in the public. And...
Oh, well, yeah, well, we could usually, Hudies is a kind of a main spot for us to go during the evening time because they usually have sessions, big sessions on Fridays and Mondays during the summer. So loads gather there during the evening and there's big sessions on until late in the night in there. And that's usually the best of cracker nights.
I was going to say, it must be brilliant just to be part of, you know, everyone in a building enjoying themselves. You know, it must just be such a buzz.
Yeah,
you know?
It's great. Like it.
I tried that. I have no talent whatsoever, but I DJ'd and that was the closest I ever got to it. You know, it's just a buzz, isn't it?
Yeah, you know? That's great though.
Right, okay. What are you going to do next for us?
Well, we have kind of... Where's...
Come on, Killian.
Lean in,
Killian. Come on, help him out.
It's a Brazilian tune that Killian learned, and it's quite a good one. Like, a lot of people do like it. So.
Before we get to that, just in terms of, I suppose, use of the next generation of musicians, and you want to keep it traditional, right? But are you of the school where you like to play around with it a little bit as well? You know, introduce some new, you know, maybe... work with different types of musicians or instruments. Is that something particularly interests you, Killian?
Yeah. It's nice to experiment and like maybe mix different genres of music. Mm-hmm. Like you could be playing trad and put in some jazzy chords, or you could be playing different types of stuff. Like it's good to experiment, like, because instead of just playing purely traditional all the time.
Yeah, okay, brilliant. Looking forward to this. So what is this, Killian?
It's called Tico Tico.
And is this your interpretation of it?
Yes.
Well done.
Well, my teacher gave it to me, so...
They're not here, are they? So with Killian's interpretation... All right, boys, whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Right.
well done, Matthew and Killian. I'd say the visitors love it when you throw in something there they're just not quite expecting. Right, okay, well done, lads. Brilliant. That was absolutely wonderful. And really positive reaction too from our listeners at home. Thank you so much for that. Well
no
done.
Problem.
All right, okay. Take care of yourselves. All right, bye-bye. That was Matthew Brennan and Killian Green. And Matthew is Mary Ferry Brennan's son, and we are broadcasting for Mary Ferry's business. It's the Genesis Aesthetic Skin and Hair Studio. We are broadcasting live here from Gwydor, and you're invited to come down here and say hello. There's quite a buzz downstairs, and it's an open invitation for you to call in, say hello to the team, have a look around, whatever you choose. And you can also, whilst you're here, if you wish, you can also enter a draw. It's in support of Donegal Cancer Flights and Services, and you can buy a line here. It's worth over €400, and I think particularly in this part of the world, you don't have to explain to anyone the importance of those services, but we will be talking about them in a little bit more detail shortly as well. And also, if you come in today, or even if you call the business here, you can get 30% off future treatments, a future treatment booked today, by the way. It's not 30 cents 30% off perpetually, I'll be shot. But book today and you can get 30% off. And you can call in and do that whilst you're here, have a cup of tea, etc. What is there tea downstairs, Shannon? Is there tea and stuff? Yeah? Okay, brilliant. And bubbles. Oh, excellent. Fantastic. Right, who's driving me home? Hands up. No, I'm only joking. 07495-32575 if you want to give the team a call here. But please call in and say hello. It's balloons and beauty and every other thing as well. All right, it is the 9 till noon show. We are live, as I've mentioned, outside of the studio, and we've got so much to fit in to the last 40 minutes of the show. Stay right where you are. Okay, you're very welcome back to the program, and I'm joined in studio and on camera by Louise McFadden. Hi, Louise.
Hi,
Dave. Hey, well, which is your mic? Is that yours? Hello?
Hello.
I have you. Louise McFadden, aren't you lucky?
Yes.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You are a regular here,
mm-hmm.
and you only live next door?
We live next door to Marion Bartley,
yeah. Winning the lotto. If you like looking after yourself, which you clearly do,
Thank you.
They build this type of facility next door to you. Mm-hmm. Happy days, isn't it?
Because it used to be in Gwydor before that, and then Fulcara before that.
Yep. And you've known Mary for 35 years.
Maybe about 25.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about her and her work ethic.
Well, she never stops. Mm. And this is why she's got the salon that she's got today. Do you know, we are blessed because it's like a one-stop shop for everything. You know, between makeup and all the new treatments that's going now with the laser. And because we're so rural, Greg, we'd have to travel.
That's the point I was trying to make earlier on. And I wasn't trying to sort of... make it sound like, we have lotto machines in rural mm-hmm. Ireland too, because I'm from rural, mm-hmm. the rural part of Donegal as well. But I think it's also particularly special when you can enjoy the stuff they do in Sligo, Letterkenny, Dublin, wherever, but right where you live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
the
beauty. Because we don't even have public transport as such, do you know? So we depend completely on the likes of Mary to keep her business rural, which she has
stuff.
Done, it's fabulous.
So congratulations on 30 years and many to
mm-hmm.
come.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay, brilliant stuff. Thanks so much for joining us. Do you want to say hello to anyone whilst you're here?
Maybe just my two boys if they're listening, one in America, one in Australia.
Brilliant. Well, listen, they can watch it back anyway and see Mum on YouTube mm-hmm. or Facebook. And mm-hmm. I think you wanted to say something about how I don't look my age or something. I can't remember what that was.
Mary said she's going to do the laser on you.
You'd need one of those lasers, you know, that the Americans mm-hmm. have for taking out airplanes and stuff. Listen, come here, Louise. Yeah. Thanks so much for calling up and saying a quick hello.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you. Thank you so very much indeed. That's local lady, Louise McFadden, 086 60 25,000. That is the WhatsApp and text number, or give us a call on 074 9125,000. A caller says, hi, my name's Corey, and I'm so glad Ailish was on this morning promoting an amazing service we have at Donegal Airport. I fly on the route occasionally for YouTube and my hobby, but regarding the 52 minutes drive you're giving to your local community, flying from here, it helps keep the service going for cancer patients, college students and work commuters. And if you don't want to drive, there's a local link service via Churchill from Letterkenny. But thank you for taking the time to talk about the values we have at Donegal Airport. We need more publicity. Well, listen, we talk about it regularly, and there's an awful lot going on in the world. Are we going to split hairs on 40 or 55 minutes? I don't think so. Greg, Our Lady of Fatima is telling us all the time that if we don't change, the 3 days of darkness is coming. All right, there you go. I didn't know that. I enjoyed listening to that interview with Kieran. Sometimes we dismiss things too easily. It was nice to hear his passion. And isn't he entitled to that? Blaney's on a poster in our area, by the way, of Buncrana. I hope they don't try to tell us it's not an election plug. Can you please play a request for Mary and Danny McCafferty, Increase Smith Letterkenny, on their 62nd wedding anniversary today, with love from daughters, Breege, Anne, Maria and Donna, and all the grandchildren. Please comment on the Open Mic Night Club Leo that she hosts, monthly in Leo's. Okay. She takes time to talk to the kids, puts them at ease, gives them precious advice, a grateful parent indeed, of course. And I've spoken to Moya and others associated with Club Leo on many's occasion, and many's a talent has come out of that. Hi, just a comment on the infrastructure projects in Downing's. Unfortunately, you seem to be getting the same reaction as we do from the politicians. We're so frustrated with the lack of access to the sea. Even the local lifeboats getting delayed launching because of poor access we have at the boatyard and the pier. And if the pontoon is not put in place soon, it will probably be taken away. Thanks, Michael, from Downing's. That's on the other side of the hill, isn't it? There's a multi... I don't know. I don't want to put a price on it, but I do remember the interview whereby there was quite a high-profile politician welcoming the provision of a new pontoon on the far side of the hill from Downing's. It's sitting up on the shore, believe it or not. It's just sitting there. It must be hundreds of thousands of euro worth. Why is it not in the sea? Anything going on in your area, by the way? I don't want you to think that we're just focusing on one particular area, but it is quite remarkable that projects are either stalled or delayed in that general area. We're still waiting on someone to come on and clarify what the situation is or where we go from here. 086 60 25,000 is the WhatsApp and text number if you want to get in touch with us, or give us a call on 07491 25,000. A caller says, is it not illegal to refuse cash or card in this country? It happened last night at a GEA game in Ballybuffet. No, it's not illegal. If you're notified in advance, you're not obliged to take. If you were going to the under-20s game, I presume, Donegal GEA, they had a meeting and they decided not to accept cash for certainly championship games and presumably that under-20s game. Unfortunately, well, fair play to Derry. There's going to be people listening from Derry who were at that game. Donegal in the ascendancy for much of it, and it was the last kick of the game saw Derry win out winners by a point. Okay, so well done, Derry. Commiserations to the Donegal team, who I am absolutely certain will come again. Okay, we've got more guests right around the corner. And indeed, that hamper worth in excess of €400 is here today. You can call in and say hello. And it's an open invitation for you to call in and see us here, broadcasting live from Genesis Aesthetic Skin and Hair Studio in Gwydor, and come and see the team throughout the day. There's jiving has been taking place. There's music. There's bubbles. I'm not sure what that is. Tea and coffee and what have you. Right. Obviously, Mary Ferrier, a big supporter, as many people are, of the Donegal Flat Cancer Flights and Services. And we're going to speak to two guests now. I want to say good morning first to Kathleen Griffin, who is a cancer patient and availing of the cancer services provided. And we're going to speak to you a little bit about that in a moment. Thank you so much for calling up, by the way. It's lovely to have you with us. And also we have in studio with us Mary Coyle, who's coordinator with the Donegal Cancer Flights and Services. Mary, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And I suppose before we start talking about the cancer services, a little bit of a conversation about today. It's lovely, isn't it, Mary? And, you know, another Mary, 30 years in business. It's a remarkable success story, and fair play to all involved here.
Absolutely. It's brilliant. The celebration here is great, and the buzz that's in the area when you come up to Genesis, it's lovely. We are also proud of Mary. I mean, she has an absolute brilliant business here. I do use the services here, maybe not often enough. Mary has done so well, absolutely so well. And it's not just the clinics, and it's not just, it's the atmosphere when you come in here. The whole team are so nice. Mm-hmm. And then when we have pamper days and we have certain days down in the Enid, which is just around the corner from here, Mary's students will come down and help us as well. So it's not just, it's all the students that she is preparing to go out there into the world as well.
And we can't overstate, can we, in life or when you're going through treatment or what have you, the difference for most people it makes feeling good. About how, the you know, a little pamper session or just feeling that they're leaving, feeling better than when they came in, a slight spring in the step or a big spring, spring in the step. I think that's something that's probably understated a little bit, isn't it? But, I mean, I know the people that need to know, but I think just generally for the wider public.
We would have four pamper days per year. And it's lovely. The pamper days themselves, such a special day in the Enid. You know, we have a lot of therapists that will come in, and all the cancer patients will come in. It's a real busy day. We provide lunch and we move them all around so they all get beautiful facials and reflexology, and it's lovely. But the most important thing is a chance to talk to other cancer patients, and it's just to sit and be relaxed. It's not a
family
member.
It's informal, isn't it? It's informal. It's just like, very informal. What should we
it's
talk
actually
about?
Good fun. It's actually good fun, and we all get to know each other a lot better, and it just makes that. That difference when you're meeting outside of trying to coordinate flights or the car or going to hospital appointments, this is different. You come in and you just leave glowing and full of energy, and it's lovely.
All right, Mary's got her money's worth out of us now. Let's move on. I want to talk more about, obviously, the Donegal Cancer Flights and Services, but I want to welcome Kathleen onto the programme as well. Kathleen, so, thanks so much for joining us. Who twisted your arm? Was it our mutual friend Mary?
Yes.
Was it?
Okay. Yes.
Now, you were diagnosed with cancer in 2022.
Yes, September 2022,
And talk to us about that experience. And I think, too, I want to hear about you raising money for charity as well through your head shave, because I think it became clear early on that you were going to lose your hair.
And
why did you decide then to...
Well, like I said, I was diagnosed in September 2022, and it is devastating. It's devastating for me, but it was devastating for my family, my husband and my kids, like, and the wider family. But I think it was day two after being told, I asked the question, was I going to lose my hair? And they said, definitely. And I just looked at my husband, I said, I'm shaving my head. Okay. I said, I want to take some control back with this disease, because it did shatter my world, like, you know. And I just made the decision there and then. When he said, yes, you're going to lose your hair, I made the decision, I am going to do it. And I was thinking then, what am I going to do it for? Because I wanted to do it for the area. And then I thought of Mary. So after a while, I did get in contact with Mary. And I said to Mary, I wanted to do it, like, you know. And, like, it was hard. It was a hard decision to make, but it was a good decision for me.
Because
I could take
control.
I took control.
Yeah, that's critical. It doesn't mean that all of a sudden it was all fun and games, but it was your decision.
It was my decision.
And for the reason that you wanted.
And it was in my control, because I just, like, I had very long hair, and I used to get my hair done. That was the only, I don't drink, I don't smoke, but I always loved to get my hair done, and I used to get it done every week. And so I wanted to take that decision, because I just couldn't get up in the mornings with your hair lying on the pillow or it coming out in your hand.
You didn't want to go through the process.
I just didn't want to go through that process.
And when you reached out to Mary in her role, Kathleen, were you very aware with the work that they do? Because a lot of the times when we're talking about various things that we ask people to support, we never know when we might need them.
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest, I live in the area.
Yeah.
I knew about the thing, but I never thought I could use it.
Yeah, I get you.
I never thought that I would be able to avail of it. It was only when one of the nurses in Letterkenny had phoned me and said, when I was to go to Dublin, and I knew the journey to Dublin was going to be hard for me, she says, but you can avail of the flight. And I says, oh no, I wouldn't be able. She says, you can.
Wow.
She says, go up to Mary in the Mindoor and ask them. And it was the best thing I ever done, because you didn't have to worry about it. You phoned Mary or Annalene, and they just arranged everything for you.
Well, that's what I was going to switch to Mary on that, because if you were to try and do this yourself, where would you begin? You'd just say, right, I'm going to get in a car or something, or try and figure it out. For some people, actually, that's not an option. They wonder, well, how am I going to access treatment? But I presume you're well used to people calling with that uncertainty. Yeah. Maybe it might be very early in a diagnosis, or it could be a little later, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you have the knowledge to sort of go, right, no, this is what happens. We've done this before. We know how it's done. Can you talk a little bit about that, sort of what kicks in when you get that first contact?
I suppose what kicks in first is the feelings of the other person on the other side of the phone. And it's really trying to put them at ease and tell them, you know, it's okay, we're here. We're here to look after you. You don't have to worry about that anymore. You don't have to worry about your journeys financially. If you're struggling, you don't have to worry about that. We are there to help in, with so many aspects. And I think the biggest thing that people need is information, and they need to be put at ease, you know, to know that there's other people out there. And I suppose we try to say to everybody, you know, try and get your head around this, because if you get your head around this, you're better prepared to battle what's happening in your body.
And I think we're a lot of us are familiar with the three words, Donegal, cancer, flights, but I think that AND services does an awful lot of heavy lifting that maybe we're not fully aware of.
Yeah, it does. And I think if you have to go to Dublin, you know, we take it from that first call, we'll organise your flight, we'll organise your transport when you're in Dublin. That takes just a little bit longer. We ensure that you're looked after when you're up there. We're in touch with the oncologists in Dublin. A lot of the time now, they will contact us to tell us that there's new patients coming along. I think, you know, the numbers are pretty scary. You know, there's 428. Last week, there was about 428 people using the flights. We had about 32 using the car. On Friday, we got three new patients. One yesterday and one this morning before we came.
Wow.
So even though that the numbers are scary, it's good for us that we go to the cancer conferences in Dublin, because so many people are living with cancer now other than dying with cancer.
Do you know, the figure we know is the 428 and the 428 people. And just when you say that, and the 32 and the 3, in just little houses all around Donegal, it feels like the world has collapsed around them, doesn't it, dependent on, you know... And all those little individual battles, this is why it's so important that we retain us as a community, because we really do need each other. But we just hearing studies about, dependent on where you live or your socioeconomic background, you know, you can have a 9% less chance of surviving for 4 or 5 years. And when you think it's amazing what you do, those that avail of this, who chooses not to avail of it, or, you know, it's...
A lot of people are frightened, you know, and we find that a lot of people do not want to do that journey on their own. So maybe part of our service is, and we don't have to do it very often, but if somebody is going to Dublin and they're frightened of the journey by themselves, one of us will go with them. I've been a couple of times, and one of the committee members will go with them. Yeah. So if we go with them that first journey, it just makes the second journey a lot easier.
But as amazing it is, as amazing as it is, we can't forget that to avoid a potentially 6-hour journey, I don't know how long it might take by car, it could be anything up to 6-7 hours, we have to get on a plane to fly to get treatment and rely on fantastic organisations like yours. It shouldn't be that way, but it is. Kathleen, obviously then, you know, you availed of the flights and what have you as well, and other services. You can choose to use them. You can choose not to choose use them. Everyone's different, aren't they?
Oh, everybody's different, but my experience is please use it, because Mary's team is amazing. There's Mary and Annalyn, or Mary Jo Johnny, or Jim at all. They were all amazing to me. Like, do you know what I mean? Like Mary said, the Pamper Days, they are something very, very special. You know, they make you forget your diagnosis as such, but also you get to talk to different people, you know, that are going through it as well. Like, my way of dealing with it is by talking. You know, that's not everybody's way of dealing with it, but it is a good thing if you come into the services. Like, please avail of them. I can't highly recommend them enough, because they are they are really special.
In your conversation, I think either with Caroline or Shannon, there's a line here, anyone who needs them, you should pick up the phone and they'll help you.
Yeah.
I think to some extent you could be speaking to your past self before you made that call.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely.
So if you are a Kathleen, you listen to another Kathleen and pick up the phone and have that conversation.
And it's just a very good thing to have in our area. And I lived here, but I didn't think I would be able to avail of it.
Yeah.
And that was just, that was just me at the time, do you know what I mean? But then once I came up to Mary and them, they've been there. You know, any time you pick up the phone, they're...
I mean, people give up the free time to work on this. I mean, how is it supported? How is it funded, Mary?
The community really funds this. And, what Mary Ferry is doing, what the Donegal Association did, this bridge when he is walking for us, the boat strand, over at the boat strand, there's swimmers that are going to swim from Gola in August. It is the community. Now, for counselling, and we have a resident counsellor in the centre 2 days a week, so we get €2,000 from the Irish Cancer Society for...
Mary, will you come in and sit down here beside us? Just Joe, will you set Mary's mic up? I just want you to remind people about the draw. Go on, Mary Cole. Sorry.
So that way, it's great how the community support us, and that is the biggest thing. If you're a cancer patient and you're going to
thanks, Joe.
Dublin, the HSE will pay. As a piece or a small amount towards your flight.
Yeah.
But we as an organisation are not funded at all.
Mm.
It is literally from the bottom up. Yeah. It is
the
community that is doing
this. So this is the kind of stuff I want to hear. This is the kind of stuff I really want to hear in the Dáil, to be honest
and
with you.
The volunteers are amazing because we have a great committee. All my colleagues down in Enid na Pádraic are absolutely fantastic. Mm. And we have 14 fantastic volunteers.
Talk to
drivers.
Me about the community car, because obviously, again, it's much more than Donegal Cancer Flights, because there's the car journeys and there's all the services as well. So do you have people that volunteer to do the driving?
We have 14 volunteer drivers. Very busy, very busy service. We provide transport to Galway, to Sligo, to Roscommon, Manor Hamilton, Ballykelly and Derry. So the car has been out 4 days this week and it's already booked up for 3 days next week. It's just something that was needed. Before we got the car, we were using my own car because there were people that were really stuck and weren't getting to their appointments. And we were very lucky that we got funding from Clare. And Kathleen came in with the amazing head shave then that paid the community's contribution. And the nice bit of news is that we applied for a bus and the bus was out to tender and the tender closed yesterday. So we will soon have a bus.
All right, brilliant stuff. That's great news, actually. Mary Ferry, I just wanted to bring you in because, of course, you're using this celebration to help raise funds for Donegal Cancer Flights, cars and services. And I mean... listening to Mary, of course, who couldn't back her up, and listen to Kathleen, who couldn't but feel that this is such a vital service. How is the fundraising going so far? I'm not looking for figures, but people are being really generous, are they?
It's really good, Greg. You know, they're not just coming in to avail of 30% off their treatments, that's there, but there's people walking in that door.
Just bring that a little closer to you.
They're walking in the door and they're just looking to buy the tickets. And we're running out of lines and I'm ringing down, getting more printed off, another few hundred. It's going really, really well.
Fantastic. It's not too late for people to get tickets. And also, just whilst I have you to re-extend that invite for people to call in and say hello, have a look around, a cup of tea, cup of coffee.
Yeah,
just something in a tall glass. I don't know what that is.
Tall glass, yeah. Put our thing going. And just come in for the chat, have a look around. And there's no pressure on booking treatments or anything. But the main thing is that we are raising money for the cancer fight. And it's busy. It's buzzing down.
Lovely. Come in and see us. It is F9. Do you know where, if you're from the area? But F92KCD5. Kathleen, thank you so much for chatting to me.
Thank you very much.
Where are you here? All these mics are mixed up. No, thank you so much for joining us. And also, Mary, how do people support? Because there's going to be listening that'll go, right, I didn't really know what was happening here. I didn't really know that it was a fight to get a car. I really didn't know it was a fight to get a bus. I didn't really know there's so many people that are having to do this voluntarily to keep it going. So if people are moved by that and want to support you, as well as obviously entering the great draw here at Genesis, how else can they support?
People just walk in with donations. People are very good. They just walk in with donations. They organise. We find that a lot of patients that are in remission, like Kathleen, will then decide to do something for us. There's just genuinely good people out there. They're always willing to help. And it's the simple thing, if we have extra money, it's lovely, because especially if we're away in the car and we're taking somebody home to go into a house by themselves that's after being for treatment, we ensure that they're fed, they're looked after, and that they have a chance to go home, and that they
can
just...
Do people be sort of sometimes be a little bit embarrassed by that sort of level of care? You're nodding, Kathleen. Do you know what I mean? You kind of have to give yourself over a little bit and go, right, you know what? Maybe I do need the support of people around me in my community.
Well, the community, like, I'm speaking from experience, like, and, like, when I did the head shave, like, I cannot thank this community and the wider community for the charity, you know, for the fundraising. Like, the money that we raised was very, like, I was overwhelmed. Like, when we were doing up the GoFundMe page, Mary was saying, well, what do you want to raise? And I said, well, if we get 500, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
But
what was it in the end?
I think it was 18. Just short of
18,000 euros.
20 euros short of 18,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, so it's brilliant.
Well, Mary, we can't set the bar that high for the draw.
As much as I'd love to, but, you know, we'll make a good...
Brilliant. Okay,
every
listen.
Every little bit helps.
Thank you very
yes.
much, Mary. Thank you. Kathleen Griffin, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And continued good health to
you.
It wasn't as bad in the end, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Didn't I tell you? People won't listen to me. And Mary Cole, thanks as always. Keep up the fantastic work
Thank you very much.
And all the volunteers. There's five main volunteers. Give them a name check for us, will you?
So the five main volunteers is Father Brian O'Farrie, Maureen McElhaney, Mary McFadden, and Jim O'Donnell is Jim O'Connell is our chair.
And we have 14 volunteer drivers. They know who they are.
Oh, they all know who they are. They're brilliant. Absolutely.
All right, listen, all of you, thank you so very, very much. I really appreciate it. And thanks, Kathleen, for giving us the insight from your perspective. And an amazing sum that you raised for an amazing service. Okay, we'll be back with more on the 9 till noon show. It's our last segment, really. But first, we shall take this final break. Okay, we have the latest person believing I need treatments. It's Anne-Marie Blair. I must look terrible, Anne, do I? No, Anne-Marie? No. I know that. I'm only joking. Let me just read the weather before we have a quick chat with Anne-Marie. And a mix of cloud and sunshine today with a few showers in the morning and afternoon. Brighter and drier for the evening. A cool day with highest temperatures of 8 to 10 degrees. The bright weather is going to meet us here first, of course, because we're very far west. Anne-Marie Blair is a sponsored driver for Cancer Care and also organiser of Salt Fela. But yours is a very emotional story, I suppose, in your involvement as a driver, Anne-Marie.
It is. My husband died last September from cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you. And so he had treatment for 5 years. And the service here wasn't just up and running at that stage. So, you know, 5 years is a long time, and you have to look after your... You know, I had to look after my job. And so, you know, there were times when he literally drove himself out for chemo because of my two sons are living away. And so, you know, I remember one time he happened to mention to the nurse that he'd driven himself, and she insisted I got a lift out to drive him home because apparently he wasn't covered by insurance, even though he normally found with the steroids and the treatment that he could have ran home,
yeah,
you know.
I know what you're saying.
So it was great then. So we availed of the flights. We didn't avail of the drivers. But so when he passed away last year, my way of coping is just to be very busy. So I put my name down and was passed for becoming one of the volunteer drivers. So it's a lovely thing to do because you're thinking about someone else. You're thinking about their life and their treatments.
I often think too of the conversations in the car.
Yeah, they're very, you know, they were a bit surprised that I was so open about it, but myself and my husband were very open about our cancer treatments and very open about trying to take the scariness out of the word, because it has such power, that word. When you hear it, you almost give up, which is nonsense, because it's a chronic disease in a lot of cases, and you nearly would be more discomposed if you had diabetes or, you know, any of those other chronic illnesses, you know. So I consider that we lived with cancer. You know, unfortunately, my husband then died from it. But I have a cancer which is in the background, and my plan is just to ignore it as long as possible.
I love it. My plan is listen, come here. As well as that too, though, you know, it's the discretion of who's on with you, I presume, whether they chat or not, but it's all very discreet. No one knows availing of it. Some people are very private about these things.
It's
up to them. A quick word on the festival.
Yeah. Okay.
Because, so, you know, you say you like to keep busy.
Yeah, that's
why
it.
Not,
so,
why not get involved in a festival as well?
Absolutely. No, we have the festival booked again. Now, last year was quite a challenging year because we had a storm that caused, trouble. But we dug ourselves out the hole by Christmas. So by Christmas, we decided to go ahead. Now, we are announcing the lineup probably at the end of this week. You can't announce it until you've signed the contract with the bands. But we have fabulous bands and DJs. We're also introducing a third day for children on the Sunday. This is the first time.
Lovely.
Yep. So, they were passing down last year looking in at the fun fair and not being able to...
Now, I see too in my notes, we started SALT for young people. So
absolutely.
Could we just age frame that, young people?
Well, over 15s can attend it.
Over 15s?
Yeah, over 15s can attend it.
Over 15s
plus. Well, we have two men who have never failed to attend it, and they're both, one of them's in their 80s and one of them's in their 90s.
Joe, that's hope for us yet.
Yeah, Walter and Huey, they're our first customers in the door every year.
Listen, Anne-Marie, I wish I had more time to talk, though you might not be willing to, just about this. It's a beautiful thing, and it's for you. It's for your husband as well, following your very recent loss. And I just think it's wonderful, but it's emotional.
My husband had written a book just prior to his death, and he sold it, and we made 27,000 euro to divide between the hospice
who
provided the oncology nurses and the Donegal Cancer
Fund. Legacy.
Yeah,
that's
so
amazing.
Very, very proud of
and
that.
And you continue that legacy too.
It happened the last week of his life, and he went out on such a high.
Okay.
Such a high. Thanks to all the people buying the books and donating.
Beautiful. Thank you so very much. Last word, Mary Ferry, we are up against it. The news is going to be slightly late, but listen, thank you so much for having us, and what a wonderful opportunity to be here with you, but also to meet some wonderful people as well. We really appreciate you inviting us, and 30 years in the bag, another 30, who's to say?
Yeah, thank you, Greg. Thanks for coming along, and thanks to everyone that came as well to go on the show. Mm. Thanks to everyone who's popped in, and it's a long day. It's only starting. We're here till 6 o'clock, so...
We're only the hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, exactly.
And just finally, some advice for Anne-Marie, if something is bothering you, just what was you saying? Just forget about it.
Ignore it. Get busy.
All right. Listen. Anything just in the last 20 seconds, Mary Ferry?
No.
I always feel compelled to use your first and surname. I don't know why it is.
I'm either called Mary Makeup or Mary Ferry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then maybe that's.
I don't get Mary Brennan. But anyway, just that we're here all day and appreciate everything that everybody has donated so far. And look forward to popping in and seeing them all. And,
okay.
Yeah.
That's where we have to leave it. Thank you very much indeed. We'll be back on the 9 till noon show, back from studio tomorrow morning at 9.